Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin fakeout repeats as the price spikes to $31,000 and only 11.5% of the Bitcoin supply is left on the exchanges, the lowest it's been in over 5 years. And breaking news, Jack Dorsey to block his company Block to launch a complete set of Bitcoin mining hardware and software by early next year. And as pointed out, more breaking news, $7.2 trillion asset manager Vanguard now owns $560 million worth of Bitcoin mining stock split between Riot and Marathon. And quoting Max Keiser, this is why Satoshi disappeared. He knew the power of the money and banking cartel he disrupted. In summary, execution and infinite incarceration. Also in today's show, Bitcoin exchanges now hold the same Bitcoin supply share as in late 2017, as well as BlackRock Bitcoin ETF could unlock $30 trillion worth of wealth, according to Bloomberg analysts. We'll also be discussing macro guru Raoul Powell and his Ethereum all-time high prediction for this year in 2023, as well as BRICS planning to replace the U.S. dollar with a new trading currency backed by gold. I'll be breaking down this latest report, as well as Bitcoin will explode to $120,000 next year in 2024 as the U.S. dollar will die, according to Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to y'all just tuning in. This is pod number 1338. I'm your host, JV. Happy Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. Checking out the market. We were pumping here this morning and now we're correcting back in the red, but maintaining above 30,500, which I love to see, only down 0.3% for the day. We also have ETH slightly correcting back under $1,900, while BNB and Solana remains in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is sitting just under $1.2 trillion. With roughly $32 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 50%, with the Ether dominance at 19% even. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Wrapped Bitcoin up 11.5%, trading above 30,500, obviously right in alignment with the regular Bitcoin price, followed by Compound up almost 11%, trading above $66, followed by Aave up 2%, trading above $73. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, lo and behold, we have Scamcoin, the native token of the FTX exchange, up over 20%. Very interesting. And then we have Comp up over 10% and a sea of coins correcting and in the red. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 57 in greed. Yesterday a 56, last week a 64, and last month a 47, which is neutral. And again, welcome y'all just joining us. Make sure to say hello and let us know where you're tuning in from in the live chat or in the main comment section below in this video. As towards the end of the show, we will be doing a live Q&A as we do each and every day here on the channel. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what is popping with the King Crypto. And let me know if you're currently bullish, FYI.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, Bitcoin staged a fresh breakout attempt into July 11th as the battle for the yearly highs stayed hot, as we can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. And FYI, the current high in the past 13 months is 31,500. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View showed Bitcoin price briefly passing 31,000 before the July 10th daily close in a copycat move, seemingly with last week's snap higher for inspiration when Bitcoin managed to approach the resistance before momentum waned, subsequently falling back over $800. Interestingly enough, now some for the continuation did set in thereafter, and at the time of this article was published, we were trading at 30,500, precisely where we're currently at. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, the market just continues chopping. Bitcoin had a leverage crunch in the past 24 hours, taking out the all-time highs and going back to the start in one go. The only difference between now and Thursday, no new lows have been made. 30,200 supporting, don't get chopped out. And also, Crypto Dan shared that this Bart Simpson-style chart featured from before, where the Bitcoin price would spike to a plateau and then hold, only to retrace the full run. And currently, Bart has been replaced with a structure reminiscent of the Burj Khalifa. If I'm pronouncing this right, I take it is a massive skyscraper, maybe in somewhere like Dubai. Please do clarify with me in the comments below. Meanwhile, the trader and analyst Rec Capital flagged 30,600 as the level we need to flip, quoting him here. Bitcoin is now pressing past the 30,600 ascending triangle resistance, but it is key to note Bitcoin has pressed past this level before only to form an upside wick. So Bitcoin needs to turn the 30,600 into support in the coming days for Bitcoin to confirm its breakout. And Bitcoin nonetheless remained in a familiar range in play for multiple weeks. In the latest edition of the weekly newsletter, on-chain analytics platform Glassnode stated the following: Bitcoin data often displays strangely repetitive pattern cycle after cycle. In the 2021-2022 cycle, the 30,000 price level formed somewhat of a midpoint, as was tested several times both from above and below. A very similar level was observed in 2013 to 2016 around the 425 level, and again in 2018 and 2019 at approximately $6,500. And Glassnode then added that reaccumulation was the tag that best fits the nature of the current Bitcoin price action. And as on-chain analyst William Clemente points out here, there is only 11.5% of the Bitcoin supply left on the exchanges, the lowest in over 5 years. Bitcoin supply shock. Let's go. And breaking news, Jack Dorsey's block to launch a complete set of Bitcoin mining hardware and software early next year. And as pointed out here, breaking news, $7.2 trillion asset manager Vanguard now owns $560 million, which is over $500 million worth of Bitcoin mining stock split up between Riot and Marathon. So I guess they're the second largest asset manager in the world, considering BlackRock is the largest at over $10 trillion. And as Max shares, this is why Satoshi disappeared. He knew the power of the money and banking cartel. He disrupted, in summary, execution and infinite incarceration. And this was in response to Ross Ulbricht as a young college kid, got 2 life sentences plus 40 years for starting a website, Silk Road, where other people sold drugs, the overwhelming majority of which was weed. And then Miss Maxwell trafficked or thousands of children who were raped by celebrities and politicians. And meanwhile, she didn't get multiple life sentences, right? So it just goes to show you. But as Max pointed out, I believe it couldn't be any more true. He also says that XRP and ETH are doomed and that Bitcoin is untouchable. Hashtag get 'em, Gary. Well, there you have it. Now let's discuss our next story of the day, and that's a Bitcoin supply shock as the supply continues to get more scarce, in the sense we have less mining rewards, which are going to occur for the Bitcoin halving, which is set to be roughly 9 months out in early 2024. And the supply in the exchanges, as I just pointed out, continues to dwindle as the demand continues to increase. When you have a limited supply with a growing demand, what happens to the price? Numbers go up. You already know. So let's break this baby down. Here we go. Bitcoin held on the exchanges is down to where it was at the 2017 Bitcoin price all-time highs. That's right. Tracked by on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, the latest figures show less than 12% of the Bitcoin supply now resides in exchange wallets. Bitcoin returned to exchanges during the 2023 Bitcoin price upside, during which Bitcoin more than doubled from the cycle lows. And as of July 10th, 11.5% of the available Bitcoin supply currently lies in known exchange wallets labeled by Glassnode. The number has not been this low since mid-December. December 2017, when Bitcoin hit its previous all-time high of almost $20,000. Can you say deja vu? So in Bitcoin terms, exchange balances are back to where they were in March 2018, with known wallets holding a total of 2.252 million BTC as of yesterday, July 10th. Now, taking Coinbase as an example, Joe Burnett, head analyst at mining firm Blockware, noted Bitcoin balances had more than halved since the March 2020 cross-market crash. Quoting him here, the exchanges are being drained, he concluded in a part of a recent Twitter commentary, adding that he considered Bitcoin as on the cusp of true price discovery, and has reported expectations of a Bitcoin price squeeze coming as a result of the declining supply and increasing buyer demand have risen in step with expectations that the U.S. may soon approve a Bitcoin spot ETF. Other advancements, notably artificial intelligence, should produce a similar effect over time. Decreasing exchange balances meanwhile continue as the number of Bitcoin whale entities, those with a large wallet balance outside the exchanges, have seen an uptick, and around 40 new whales have appeared since late April, and on July 7th, their numbers hit their highest since the FTX meltdown in November of last year. A curious exception to the exchange outflow trend comes in the form of mining pool pull-in, which continues to send vast trenches of Bitcoin to Binance. So there you have it. And now for the latest evolving around BlackRock and the spot Bitcoin ETF, which I know is on everyone's mind right now. There could be $30 trillion in institutional money flowing into cryptocurrency, and especially the king, BTC. So let's break this down. And if you're bullish surrounding BlackRock spot ETF in the United States finally being approved, let me know in the comments. Here we go. $30 trillion worth of capital could suddenly unlock for the Bitcoin market. Whoa, could you imagine Bitcoin's market caps surpassing $30 trillion, considering today we're at roughly $600 billion? I know I can. But anyways, that's if the spot ETF is approved by the SEC. According to Bloomberg ETF analyst Eric Balchunas, that is the estimated amount of assets controlled by the financial advisors in the U.S. who would be willing to get the exposure to Bitcoin through a regulated ETF. Quoting him here, ETF is the format in which the boomers and the financial advisors prefer their investments delivered in. BlackRock's app for a Bitcoin spot ETF last month sparked a new wave of optimism. I'd call that a frenzy, right? Around the crypto market, which led other firms such as ARK Invest, Valkyrie, and Fidelity to file their own apps for Bitcoin ETF. The involvement of BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, was enough to raise the chances of a Bitcoin spot ETF approval from 1 to 50%, according to Balchunas. Quoting him here, they are very smart and they just don't throw filings out willy-nilly. They clearly see something out there that they think can get through the regulators. Facts. Now, to find out more, if you're interested in watching this interview Cointelegraph did with Eric Balchunas entitled Analyst's Honest Opinion on the BlackRock ETF, $30 trillion in New Assets, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, let's discuss another massive prediction, this time coming from the macro guru, Raul Powell. He is predicting a new Ethereum price all-time high this year in 2023. So let's break this down, then we'll dive into the latest news surrounding the BRICS, a gold-backed currency, followed by the $120,000 price prediction that Robert Kiyosaki just shared literally most recently, and then we'll do our live Q&A. And again, welcome to y'all tuning in. So here we go. Real Vision CEO Raul Powell predicts the smart contract platform Ether will hit new all-time highs before the end of the year. In a new post, the former Goldman Sachs exec says that a strong performing NASDAQ 100, which is the NDX, is likely to hit a new all-time high within 5 months alongside Ethereum. Quoting him here, we think the NDX may get to new all-time highs by November. The same applies to Ethereum. The NDX continues to outperform current liquidity conditions. This also happened in the past in 2019. For example, you can't hold the beach ball underwater for long. The NDX will also tend to outperform. Powell says that the NDX is likely to keep climbing on the back of secular trends like the emergence of AI and a weakening US dollar. Quoting him here, remember, NDX equals debasement plus secular trend. And at this time, we have Ether trading just under $1,900. And the all-time high, which was reached back on November 10th of 2021, was just shy of $4,900. So we could, round up and just say 5,000 for the sake of round numbers, right? The macro guru is also watching the performance of the US dollar index, which is the DXY, which compares the American currency versus a bucket of other fiats. Powell says that the DXY is likely to break its support at 100 in the coming months, which he notes will boost the performance of risk-on assets like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, as he shares here. Our base case at Global Macro Investor is that we are trading within a larger symmetrical triangle. A break of 100 likely means the next stop is 90, which we expect to play out over the next 12 to 18 months as the business cycle starts to bottom, a broadly supportive environment for risk assets. Dollar weakness is not the only thing that matters for risk assets and crypto markets, but looking back, it is a pretty big plus. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And also, I got to ask the question, if you agree and you think Ether is likely to break out and hit roughly 5,000 this year, where do you think that will lead Bitcoin, considering a rising tide rises all ships? You know what I mean? So I think if Ether was to hit a new all-time high this year, which many analysts are not expecting, then I would also anticipate Bitcoin hitting a new all-time high. But that's just me just saying. Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now for the latest revolving around BRICS. The Economic Alliance of Nations, known as BRICS, is reportedly preparing to introduce a new currency. Wouldn't that be so cool if it was Bitcoin? But that's designed to dethrone the U.S. dollar. According to RT, the new trading currency of BRICS will be backed by gold, a standard that used to define the U.S. dollar over 100 years ago. The currency is set to be unveiled in August during the 15th BRICS summit in South Africa. South Africa, let's go. Shout out to Sailing with Twins. Quoting them here, BRICS is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold in contrast to the credit-backed U.S. dollar, with the decision coming a month ahead of the bloc summit in Johannesburg. With the growing initiative, more and more countries are lining up to join the group. Now, Russia's embassy in Kenya has sent out a viral tweet touting the development. Quoting them here, the BRIC countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed a desire to join BRICS. That's a fact. Earlier in the month, the chief financial officer of the BRICS New Development Bank, Leslie Musdorp, reportedly said that the Economic Coalition has medium to long-term ambitions to create a new global currency and challenge the supremacy of the U.S. dollar. And at this time, however, she also said that BRICS was not yet prepared to establish a currency that will compete against the U.S. dollar. And last month, a senior Russian official reportedly said about 20 nations are lining up to join BRICS, which is currently made up of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, hence the acronym BRICS. So there you have it. What do you think this currency is likely to be, which will allegedly be backed by gold? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss the moment you have all been waiting for, the latest from Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki and his $120,000 price prediction right on the back of Standard Chartered Bank's $120,000 prediction for 2024, which I did cover in yesterday's episode. If you missed it, be sure to check it out after today's show. But yeah, massive shout out to Rich Dad. Here we go. Robert Kiyosaki, the American investor, motivational speaker, and author of the classic Rich Dad Poor Dad, forecasted a grim future for the U.S. dollar. Advising people to focus on precious metals and Bitcoin, he believes Bitcoin can skyrocket to $120,000 in 2024. Send it. Let's freaking go. The leading British banking institution, Standard Chartered, as I shared yesterday's show, also thinks the asset can reach that milestone by next year. And note, they are an $800 billion company. Now, South Africa will host leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, and China, group countries known as BRICS, which I mentioned in the previous article, in August of this year to discuss the possible creation of a new currency. Kiyosaki expects the nations to introduce the new crypto backed by gold, which could harm the American dollar. Here's what he had to say on crypto Twitter very early this morning at 2:26 a.m. Pretty interesting for a baby boomer to be up at that time, but just saying. Anyways, quoting him, August 22nd, 2023 in Johannesburg, South Africa, BRICS nations announced gold-backed crypto. The U.S. dollar will die. Trillions of U.S. dollars rush home. Inflation through the roof. Buy gold, silver, Bitcoin to $120,000 next year. Now, just a question. Why would you even buy gold or silver if you're convinced Bitcoin's going to hit $120,000 next year? I'd just be all in on Bitcoin, but that's just me just saying. He urged consumers to invest in gold and silver as protection measure. Like his previous statement, he touched upon Bitcoin seeing it rise to $120,000 next year, the year of the halving. Kiyosaki, who was amongst the few to forecast the 2008 economic collapse, believes that Bitcoin is the right investment tool in times of severe financial crash or inflation. Let me know if you agree with Rich Dad. He argued in April 2020 that the Fed's mass printing during the COVID pandemic could be beneficial for precious metals and Bitcoin, calling them best investments. Recall that the leading digital asset was only trading at roughly $6,800 at that time. In fact, after, as I call it, Novid, Bitcoin dropped to roughly 3,000. That was an excellent buying opportunity. And he remained a Bitcoin proponent during the 2022 bear market, recommending to investors that it was a great opportunity to BTFD, buy that freaking dip. Now, let's also discuss the recent prediction he shared of 500,000 per Bitcoin by 2025. Kiyosaki criticized the US dollar once again in February, describing it as fake money. Facts. He envisioned that the undermined trust in the world's reserve currency could push investors towards Bitcoin, gold, and silver, like we're already witnessing, right? As a result, he believes Bitcoin can reach $500,000 per coin by 2025, only 2 years away, fam, whereas the yellow metal and silver can tap 5,000 and 500 respectively. He also labeled Bitcoin as people's money while naming the precious metals God's money. I love that. Now, others like MicroStrategy's executive chairman, Michael Saylor, and ARK Invest CEO, Cathie Wood, have predicted an even brighter future for the king crypto, suggesting the Bitcoin price can hit $1 million, albeit within a different time frame. I believe ARK Invest Cathie Wood predicts that $1 million mark by the year 2030, just FYI. And similar to Rich Dad, Wood opined that a digital asset is a huge hedge against inflation. Facts. She also thinks it could be employed against deflation and counterparty risks. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki, as well as Michael Saylor and ARK Invest Cathie Wood. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.